AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Now that she is back in the U.S., Brittney Griner says she intends to make another return. The AP Sagar Magani has the story.
In her first public comment since being freed from Russia, Griner says on Instagram she plans to play next season for the WNBA's Phoenix Mercury. It's what women's basketball legend Dawn Staley said last week she hoped to hear.
We want her back in her happy place.
Griner remains under contract with the Mercury, and coach Vanessa Nygaard said when Griner was freed, the team was ready to welcome her.
Hopefully it's a big hug and just how much we love you and how happy we are to have you back.
Griner posted, "It feels so good to be home," and thanked everyone for their help in freeing her in a high-level prisoner swap. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Elon Musk got involved in a Twitter Spaces conversation last night about the suspension of the accounts of some reporters.
You docs, you get suspended, end of story. That's it.
It follows Musk's decision to permanently ban an account that automatically tracked the flights of his private jet using publicly available data. Twitter hasn't explained why it took down the reporters' accounts and made their profiles and past tweets disappear. A judge who dismissed a 2021 kidnapping case against the Colorado gay nightclub shooter Anderson Aldridge warned last year the defendant had been stockpiling weapons and planning a shootout and needed mental health treatment or it's going to be so bad. Judge Robin Chittum spoke during a preliminary hearing. As Phoenix gets ready to host the Super Bowl, the mayor announced Sky Harbor International Airport will be the first to offer the self-driving ride-hailing service Waymo. Safety regulators are investigating reports autonomous robo-taxis run by General Motors' Cruise LLC can stop too quickly or unexpectedly quit moving. This is AP News. Some 5 million people play pickleball in the U.S., and it's catching on in Australia.
It's a sound that may annoy the neighbors, but not those who play it.
Pickleball is a bat and ball game that is fun and addictive and very social.
Judy Stetton, one of many older athletes, picking up the game of pickleball. The courts are small and the plastic ball is easy to hit for retirees like Denise Arnold.
For me, it was just coming in and trying something new, finding that it was easy on the joints.
Pickleball is one of the many sports that's tailored to keep people playing for a longer time.
It's just such fun. You just don't realize that this game sits there and then you play it and you just instantly fall in love.
I'm Shelley Adler.
Some French players are dealing with the coronavirus leading up to Sunday's World Cup final in Qatar against Argentina. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.